There are certain hints in Vedas which are so personal to wishes, and I don't find anything in Vedas which was, as a matter of fact,
impersonal. There is. Impersonal means negation of this material. Not this. Impersonal means not this material part. That is impersonal. Krishna is person, but in order to convince people that he is person but not a material person. The material things have to be negated. That is Upanishad. Just to evade the material concept of the action. But ultimately, he is person. Brahmanaham Pratishtha. Jasya Prabha Prabhavatu Jagadanna Koti Kotishu. These things are there. So, in order to substantiate the Supreme Person as completely spiritual, the material conception of personality is different. That is impossible. Nirgo means he has no material quality. Vaksavatsa, precise Vaksavatsa, that is not material quality, that is spiritual quality. So, negation of material understanding is impossible. But when one is fully in awareness of Krishna, his spiritual identity, then again he is possible.
Srila Prabhupada gave the example this morning that something which is personal and sweet, just like Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is described in Bhagavad Gita as the supreme. But we don't have any experience of something impersonal like the sky speaking to us. So if the supreme is impersonal, how is it that the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by?
Maya Vadi Krishna Swami Vivekananda. Who was that Krishna? Was that Krishna king of Dwarka or anybody else? We don't know even that.
And he is fool, he does not know. That's what Anna does not. It is not there. He is a fool, he does not.
He says that Gita is from you and like calling him.
That is his foolishness. That is his foolishness. Gita is completely bhakti yoga. Sarvadharmān parityajya māvedam śaraṇam. Everything is finished. And what is karma yoga? What is karma yoga?
According to this
Mayavadi system. Yeah,
according to
Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita, all the
terms should be done. That is bhakti yoga. That's what I see. Purusha karma, that's what I see. That is bhakti. Karma yoga means bhakti. That is the difficulty that these Mayavadis, they have killed India's Vedic civilization. Now India is atheistic. Very chaotic
problem.
You are pushing us to Sakarsattva. That is being appreciated. It will take some time because so much mischievous activities have been done by the Mayavadi. Counteract, it will take some time. They are simply mischievous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rejected them. মায়াবাদী ভাষ্য শুনিলে হয় শব্দ না। ভগবান টেক্স যে মায়াবাদী ভার্সন শাস্ত্র Now what is the contribution? You talked about Vivekananda. What is his contribution?
Nothing.
Simply, he has taught the sannyasis to his needs. That is his
contribution.
He says, there is no harm in doing it.
My plan is contributing.
This is why. Narayana, Gita, Udhavitra, Vajjanarayana, these are the Vedanta's contribution. And spoil India's spiritual tradition. He has created one illiterate priest as God. That is his contribution. He could become honest to understand. So it will take some time to counteract all this mystical activity. Simply mystical.
How is it that this man is so attractive to the Indian people?
They are fools. Fools paradise. They have been met.
He was attracted because he was very popular. He became very popular in America.
Who became popular?
Now in Vrindavan, you know we have got our temple. So, the Ramakrishna Mission, they have got their temple. In our temple, thousands and thousands of these Americans came. And not a single one went there. See, we have pre-sensing. So why these American persons are not interested? Let us see what the Ramakrishna Mission says. They do not know him. There are many present here going to Vrindavan. And none of them were interested to see. Why? If there was any problem, it is practical too. Why none of them are interested? Oh, here is also Ramakrishna Mandir, let us go. Don't you? But you should tell, you know, practical,
right? Yes, of course. But even in India, I don't think the Vedanta is that popular. So his fashion applies to the area. People will just probably have no good books to read. They got some of his writings. I know my father brought some books. And
where is your home?
Some bananas. There were some books like Vivekananda. And he is emotionally against Vivekananda. So that's too much bad. So he brought those books so that I can read them. I was curious. And he said, when you were two, give it to your cook. That's the only function we use.
So burning it in the pan?
Yeah, so that we can make our chapati. to have some use of those. And Krishna, of course, they're hardly in the village in India where whether knowingly or unknowingly people are not aware of this Krishna.
Well, in India they know. Everyone. They are trapped Janmashtami.
Krishna Param Param Kima Brahman Sajana.
In India, everybody knows Krishna, and they celebrate person, but nobody knows Vivekananda. Only few people start in Vedanta and fashion.
But Vedanta, Veda, very serious literature. Just not anybody can get into that. It's great. It's a disciplined.
Brahma Sutra Padashtaya, it must be ministry. Very nice person. But Vedanta Sutta is expanded in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, our Gaudiya Vaishnava, they did not write any comment on Vedanta Sutta. They did not accept Srimad Bhagavatam is the real master. But only Gaudiya Vaishnavas have challenged that we have no Vedanta Sutra master. Therefore, we cannot be accepted as transcendental part. So, Balatay Buddha was an immediate case. Govinda Bhas, Vedanta. But our Goswami, they did not write, because they knew Brahma Sutra, that Srimad Bhagavatam.
But I was also victim of Vivekananda philosophy for a long time. My father was very ill.
What is this philosophy?
There is no philosophy, but I was an illusion. It was an illusion, and my father all the time was telling me to do some devotional service. I was, if I will not do it, I won't get my breakfast, so I have to do it anyway. But now you have your group, and the lectures have really given me proper guidance.
I had Ramakrishna when I was 15 years old. I became so vexed with the Vaishnava Guru. And I began to concentrate so much, and I became so more conscious. And I don't know what happened to me by reading Ramakrishna. And I, day and night, I was thinking I should help Guru. I should help some of the people. And then I thought he gave me so much of feeling.
She so much was inspired when she was very young. She read some work by Ramakrishna.
What was the particular thing?
Life. I did not read his philosophy.
When she started looking for Guru, she became very aware of the need for Guru.
And that's why I found you.
Many of us, we have similar experiences like that. We actually weren't always so fortunate that we first came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books or his disciples like this, but somehow or another, we weren't satisfied by anything because there was some gap, some void, some missing information that didn't satisfy.
Which was then appealing to you around Krishna's life?
Something like.
Which was then?
Which portion of it?
We were talking about Vivekananda, not from Krishna. They're two different personalities.
Yes, many times I get devotees, who say, oh, he's a restless. I said, I don't read him, but he inspired me too much. don't know if it comes from the, my wrong or just everybody is trying.
He was Kali. This is what everyone knows.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
And by worshipping, he became God.
Yes.
Yes. Do you agree to that?
He said, I am now in Krishna both.
But he realized by worshipping Kali.
He dressed up as Radharani.
Do you agree to that? Then how you appreciate it?
No, I don't
appreciate it.
Maybe you can simply call
it that. Yeah, I don't think it's a common sense. Sukladiya, Pitaki. He later on he became God. By worshipping Kali. Is it not?
He was touched by Kali.
No, he was a big word for Kali. And he was meeting there also. Mahakali is Prasad.
Yeah.
Unless one is that Prasad, he cannot be that what he was. So this was his position. That he worshipped Kali, and later on, by worshipping Kali, his picture is there, Mahatma Kali's place. But he also preached Gautama Kautapa. Whatever path he came, except, that is all right. Is it not? So do you think it is all right? You are Chit Kali. And he said, Jatama Prabhupada. Do you agree to this? Now, Radhakrishna said, Jatama Prabhupada. And Krishna said, he became Ramakrishna, identifying himself with Krishna. But Krishna said, Mameka. And now he is becoming Krishna as a Gautama Prabhupada. Balisha. When he is actual Krishna, he says Mama. And then became imitation Krishna, he says Gautama. Krishna has changed his view. His foolishness is going on.
Well, it's documented that he was kind of deranged mind.
there is a proof.
Yeah, because he was, when he was 13 or 17, he was walking. He was going from one village to another village to the paddy fields. The clouds were very thick, thunder and lightning. And as he writes this, he saw God. And I have a friend in England, Colin Wilson, who has done some work on Ramakrishna. He believes that at that very moment,
is that miracle?
Yeah, that miracle changes his
outside. People are after miracle. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kamashtatva hitam jnana jajanti anadevo. Those who are worshippers of other demigods, they are Hitabhyana. Hitabhyana, see the Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur Ji's comment, Hitabhyana Nasta Buddha. one has lost his intelligence. So by worshipping the demigod Kali, he is to be considered as Hitogyana. One who has lost his intelligence, and he becomes God. Is it possible? One has lost his intelligence, he becomes God. Who has lost intelligence? And this is the proof that on account of lost intelligence, he says, Jatama Pasta. Krishna says, Smavekam, Sarudan Man Parittal. And when he became Ram Krishna, same Krishna is saying, no, Jatama Pasta. We are changing. We have to accept it. And how he gave up his wife, that long history I don't refuse to discuss. We know everything.
I don't think.
Actually, I don't get it, but I don't know. Yeah. We cannot accept something which is beyond the instruction of Shastra. Jashastra vijinasridya bhaktati kamakar na siddhinsa vahna ki na sukhanara parana. If you have no knowledge of the Shastra, then you will never be successful in your spiritual life. What to speak about happiness and liberation? It is not possible. I'm talking of this Ram Krishna particularly. There is no Sattva Siddha. Same people. Same thing. That's all. So far as Jatama Tattva is concerned, at last he proposed, now I shall worship according to the Mahavidan process. So I have to eat cow's flesh. So he was leaving that temple. What is that? Temple in Calcutta.
Dakshinesh.
So the temple was owned by one big Jamindar. Because it is temporal, he cannot take, of course in that temple Kali was there. So they are taking fees and flesh. That was not objection. But he, when he wanted to take cow's flesh, so he wanted permission from the provider. So I shall practice according to power and system. So I get cow's flesh. So I want your permission. Then he says, sir, I'm giving you so much license. Now he asked me, then I have asked you to go out. I cannot give you this money. Then he stopped. Mahavira going out. Was
we have another mentally retarded person in India, Sai Baba. He is probably the same category.
Yes.
Sai Ram Krishna.
Maybe.
Yeah, the newspaper from South Africa.
Yes. Anyway, we are not after all this magic. We are laymen, do not want magic. neither he wants so many. He simply says, Kanvasan of Krishna, we are treating Krishna Pasa. Sat Krishna says that this you do like that. If you like that, do. Otherwise, let us do our own business. We don't try to measure. Neither we speak anything which is not in the Bible. If there is little success, it is due to this people. That's all. Bali Shukla Ji, aur har kuch hum log bolte hain. Krishna says that be supreme, atta paradharamna. Oh, you are praying. Yes, Krishna is the supreme. That's all.
Therefore, you have
a little
such a tremendous
effort. Yes, people say that Swami has done wonders, he has done something. I do not know, but he has done. I know if he is sadder, that I am not adulterated. That matters. But I do not know how to play wonder. That I do. But I am certain that I am not adulterated. What Krishna said. That's all. And I study everything by the crucial test of Krishna's discipline. Krishna says, Namahari Vishkikuna Mura, Prabhupada, Prema, Maya, Pritabhyana, Vasuri, Bhava. As soon as you see that somebody is not Krishna conscious, a tatna jivati, I take him, he is a duskita, he is a murha, he is a nāna, or he is an educator, or māra apatajyāna. Finish. Our study. Take it immediately, that here is a māra apatajyāna. That's all. Asuri Bhagavan, because it denies that for Krishna. He must be within this group. This is the Mura, Naradhava, Maya. The people, if he's sorry or happy, who take that like that? They hear it in this kitchen. That's all.
So Siddhartha has also said that Sajjaya Sai, Kodibari, and Sajjaya Paramsana was not God's Krishna conscious.
Well, that is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Asat Sangatari Vaishnavasa. The Vaishnava's behavior is to give up bad company. Who is bad? Next question will be to give up the bad company. Who is bad? Then he says, next line, Akhasak Sri Krishna Bhakta. Two words. Those are too much attached to women and those who are not devotees of Krishna. That bad. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give up the company of these two bad. That is most. So everything is there. If you simply follow with sincerity, then Krishna is pleased. As Arjuna said, yes, Parishay Vataram. That's all. It becomes perfect. And Krishna is elected. That's what a smart man says, because it may be a wisdom. Because immediately, people like Jayvam Paramanguliyam Madhavati, who will be last? That's what a smart man is saying, the sickness is here. We are victim. We are victim of superlative. We are victim, we are victim of, we are victim of. So, let us follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is, our life will be perfect. That is a fact. Don't divert your attention here.
Prabhupada, you're a chemistry program. I think you're the greatest alchemist, taking so many legends and souls and turning into golden rice. Perhaps you can even transform me with the very rice.
So Krishna giving us facility to please this time. Everywhere we have got very, very palatial buildings to accommodate devotees. Now we have got here very nice to accommodate devotees. Everywhere we have got. In Bombay we are getting the best temple in India. Spending crores of rupees. Krishna gives us money. So I started the business with 40 rupees. That was also not it. I mean, American currency. They allowed me to bring 40 rupees. So when I was getting from the seat, I asked from the captain, I have got this 40 rupees, this is not the accepted here. So he said, at that time, three books I had, the first, second and third, Bible. So I asked him, you purchased, give me some dollars. So he asked, what is the price? And $16. So he gave me $20. So I had his money. With that $20, I got down from the land of them. Had that 40 rupees. So I did not know where to go, where to stay. So this was really nice. All facilities, and this American boy helping. I think those are Indians in this Shuddha, in this moment, sincerely, and preach more vigorously. People will be benefited. This is real substance. Otherwise, people are being misguided. So many things going on. Transcendental meditation. The first part. Another. So many. Actually speaking, for the last at least 200 years, many Chinese people came here. But not a single person was converted to become a devotee. That is his. What do you think? So, yes, right. So many Chinese yogis, scholars came. And they spoke on Bhagavad Gita and others. But not a single person became a devotee.
I think they try to be impersonal.
Whatever it means, they're supposed to be great personalities, but don't but a single person somehow.
He goes himself as a
here is an opportunity to preach here in your traditional culture. So those who are Indians present, they should cooperate. You should not mislead.
So when we started teaching the Gita, Jyotsana was before we had 2 years before the pastor, we had some stuff from Mahabharata and some Panchatantra and so on, but they were no Gita. So I decided that we are using Gita Gita because I can hear your contributions to contribute to the table.
Thank you.
And same thing with the Bhagavatam. We all know what great book that is, and what I really appreciate about the whole thing is, number one, that there are no mistakes in the book. So that's a great delight. Especially for people who do not know Sanskrit, I mean, they will, for them, there's no difference between the wheat and the germ that comes with it. Translations are pretty good. So it's a real scholarship there, and people who are not aware of this Krishna consciousness, they know that if the intellect is so powerful, the spirit must be powerful too. So our library, of course, has several copies, and our bookstore have almost all the.
Now, all over the world, they've been standing up.
Of course, it's very attractive to look at. Another thing, it's a beauty sight. That's for some people.
Well, in India, the bestial are brilliant. We have got standing honor from all institutions, universities, colleges. Stand, as soon as possible.
That's been distributed everywhere.
Huh? In Germany, in Russia, you got all that. The Russian professor.
Your interview with the Russian professor was really sublime.
Huh?
It was sublime. I gave it to different people.
Oh.
I appeared in
Bones. You were in Russia?
No, I read in Bones Journal.
I gave it to the
Indian journal.
My talk with Professor
Actually, other Indians also come. That was the first thing I started as a student. Then I came to the right path. Guys are actually on the right.
Maybe someday in the future, also put out the grammar, the Sanskrit grammar, whether yourself, your wife, or somebody. Trust me.
Grammar?
Grammar of Sanskrit language, published by the Krishna.
We have got grammar, Jiva Goswami. Parinama Amrita Vyakar.
Is it available in translation?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean for the
partners, but there is grammar. Harinama. All examples are words are Harinama. Yes, these are the least. Apart from European America. Yes, so the CC means Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he means Srimad Bhagavatam. Standing on.
In
within the last few months. We just started after our last session.
In the ocean cover, there's a very nice Hungarian boy, a French lady in English. He doesn't know English or English, but I kept talking to him, and he was working on translating into Hungarian, and he knows Russian.
That's how nice. He does not know English.
No, but he knows English quite fluently, but he feels not so expert. He's developed his expertise in English.